Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. This week on the show, we meet another of the newly minted elite pros, Andrew Loberg, originally from California, but now fishing out of Gunnersville, Alabama. Plus, Rapala Pro Seth Fider on his thoughts going into the 2025 season. And new Bassmaster Magazine editor Brian Brasher will join us to talk about his new responsibilities as the fourth editor in over 50 years of the magazine. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix Mono, Fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and now a Meet the Elites segment as we continue to take you through and introduce you to all the new guys that have made it to the elites this upcoming year, the new rookie class, if you will. And, you know, some of these guys we had had on during the year because they came on, depending on how they had done on an open. But there has been a history with bass of anglers that come out of California that do really well when they come east. And one of them is Andrew Loberg. Now, he fished bass this first year, and he's not like one of these guys that's 22 years old or something. He's 31. He's been around a minute and spent a lot of time fishing out west. But he decided to come east, make a run at this deal, and did a great job qualifying in sixth in the EQ AOY, and he joins us now on a VMC hook. Andrew, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm stoked to be on the radio show.
Well, I'll tell you what a great year it was for you this year in terms of the opens. And this is a tough crowd. I mean, that's a tough field for you to do what you were able to do this year. I mean, that's pretty amazing with your first year fishing the opens.
Yeah, no, I was truly blessed and had an awesome year. And when I signed up for the Open this year, obviously your first goal is I got to make the elites. I want to win tournaments. But you know what? I really just kind of looked back and I just took it day by day. And it's a long season. There's 9 events. It's really grueling. But I just took each tournament as it came and just really put all my eggs in the basket and really did my best. And I was stoked for the outcome.
Tell me about, you know, growing up fishing in California and how that helped you when you did come east. I mean, were there things that you saw here? And now, by the way, Andrew lives at Lake Gunnersville. Okay. And to me, Lake Gunnersville, I have never fished out west, but you know, I've seen pictures and what it's like, you know, out at the Delta, and there's a lot of grass and all that kind of stuff. And maybe that's why you were drawn, you know, to Gunnersville, but just talk about your experience fishing out there and how it helped you when you came east.
Yeah, California, man, it's so diverse and the fishing's so good, man. It really shapes a well-rounded angler. You know, I'm from Northern California, north of Sacramento, and, you know, with Clear Lake being in my backyard, the Delta, and having Lake Orville, Shasta, all these deep clear water reservoirs, there's so many tactics and so many different presentations that you can kind of master, per se, and bring them out east. And there's only so many places like that in the country. And honestly, like North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, mm-hmm. sets up very similar. You have Gunnersville, the TVA, grass, shallow water, then you have Smith Lake and all these high mountain reservoirs. So being able to grow up in a scenario like that helped me be, you know, a very well-rounded angler. And I actually had this conversation with Justin Lucas the other day. We were fishing a tournament, and it's really cool to see that Northern California, that hub, you know, with, I grew up 20 minutes from his house where he grew up. Cody Meyer grew up 45 minutes yeah. from where I'm from. Skeet Reese is 30 minutes away. Mark Daniels Jr., you know, an hour away. So that Northern California area is just so diverse, and it just makes a well-rounded angler, from grass, tidal fisheries, clear water, deep rock, whatever it may be. So you definitely are well-rounded coming out here to fish competitively.
Had you fished many of these bodies of water? Because you cashed a check, and just so people understand, basically a couple of hundred pros in every event in the Opens, and the top 50 cash a check. You cashed a check in every single event except for Santee Cooper. That is pretty yep. impressive. The high mark was second place at Eufaula in Oklahoma. But had you seen any of these waters before?
I've been to a few of them, but most of them were pretty new to me. And yeah, I've only been to a handful of them from this season. So granted, we had 5 days of practice, so, or four and a half. So we were able to spend quite a bit of time out there to learn, which was very, very helpful. Didn't really pre-practice too much just because of the 4.5 days of practice. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, that was only, you know, I've only fished a handful of these lakes, on the season.
Yeah, Andrew Loberg with us here, new elite, Andrew Loberg, sponsored by Mariani Nuts, and that's a pretty cool non-endemic sponsor. Those guys are well known in the nut world, and it's neat to be able to bring a non-endemic sponsor like that with you to the Bassmaster Elites.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. The Mariani family back in Northern California, they're great people. They do a whole bunch for in the agricultural industry. I still work in the ag industry, so being able to be a part of that is huge, and they're great people, man. They produce an awesome product.
So tell us a little bit, by the way, Andrew also runs a Phoenix, which is convenient since we are sponsored by Phoenix, so that's great. And you've been running a Phoenix for a while now, and we'll continue to run a Phoenix, and I think it's like 23, 25 guys, something like that. I mean, I haven't actually done the math, but I'm pretty sure that Phoenix pretty much has the market cornered in terms of the most guys on the Elite Series running a Phoenix. I mean, it's just, and when you start running one, you never want to get out of one, it seems like.
100%, man. Once you get in that boat and you run it around, it's the best, in my opinion, tournament boat out there. Handling rough water all the way to, you know, top end performance with speed, fishability, storage, everything like that. It's an all-in-one great package, and I love that boat, man. I run the 921 Elite, and with all their models and stuff, they're great boats and fit anybody's needs.
Yeah, Andrew Loberg with us here. All right, so tell us about what kind of fisherman you are, because a lot of the young guys, now you're a young guy, but you're not a young guy. Like some of these guys, last year, I remember, busting Ben Milliken's chops a little bit. Ben was 34 when he made it, and everybody else in the class was under 24, and it was like, you're like their uncle, you know what I mean? And so, you know, you've got a little experience under your belt. Tell us what kind of fisherman you are, what techniques, wise, what you like to do, and, are you one of the guys that relies heavily on forward facing, or is it just part of what you do?
You know, I do rely on forward facing, but man, I am a power fisherman. Most of the big events I've won in the past have all came power fishing with a, you know, big deep crankbait. I've won a big tournament on a big punch stick, 1.5-2 ounce weight. And then, you know, with a jerkbait, crankbait, things like that. So I love the power fish growing up and down Clear Lake mainly. You're able to do that and catch big ones, and I've kind of translated that back out here. But in the last few years with forward facing sonar. I've kind of honed my skills with the spinning rods and stuff as well. So, but power fishing, you know, with the big stick and throwing some swim baits around too. I love doing that. And I kind of understand the applications when and when not to do it.
What was your thought when you saw that Bass was going to a no entry fee scenario for the elites? You know, obviously there's been a lot of talk about the payouts, especially once you get outside of the top 10, let's say, but, you know, basically making it where you're out there with no entry fee, basically fishing for the win or fishing for top 10. You know, you're not going to make a living finishing 35th, you know, every week. That's what you got your sponsors for. But what was your thoughts when you saw that?
Yeah, man, I think it's a great transition. It's very positive for the sport of bass fishing. I mean, for it to actually become a sport, the no entry is definitely much needed. And, you know, for a rookie like myself, being my first year next year, it definitely relieves myself of a large upfront, you know, entry fee and things like that for the season. So it'll make me fish a little bit more comfortable. Yeah, the payback is a little, you know, controversial, but you know what, I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think if we keep moving forward, the payback's going to get a lot better, and it's great for the sport.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a baseline has been set, and now they can, you know, move forward from there and see what happens, you know, going forward. Well, Andrew Loberg has been our guest. Andrew, I know you're going to do great. Welcome to the elites. I'm fired up about that, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on the trail somewhere.
Awesome. I appreciate you having me on, and looking forward to next year.
Thank you. That's Andrew Loberg, and he actually lives in Gunnersville, which is within shouting distance of my my home radio station that I broadcast on daily from noon to 2 Central Time on ESPN Radio out of Huntsville, Alabama. So we have to figure out a way to get him into listening to the show, get him hooked on the show as well. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Seth Fider, an amazing 2021 year when he won the AOI. This year just misses the Classic. We'll have Seth Fider coming up next. We'll get his thoughts about the upcoming elite season as well. And this dude's pretty unfiltered, so you're going to get it raw from Seth Fider. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. Let me tell you something. In 2021, Seth Fider had a year for the ages. It was unbelievable. He made, I don't know, five or six top tens. He never was outside of the top 30 and just blew the field away in the AOY. A great, great fisherman. Now, this past year, not the kind of year that he would like to have. Finished right smack dab in the middle of the pack, 50th in the AOY, so he'll miss the Classic. But he is a Rapala pro, does a tremendous job, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Seth, welcome back. How are you, man?
Yeah, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you jumping on board with us, and kind of a weird year for you this past year, kind of a melancholy year, if you will. I know you fished a few opens as well up in your neck of the woods, but, you know, you were just some 20s in there and kind of some middle of the pack stuff. And it just seemed like you never really broke through to that, you know, that a top 10 or a top 15 type finish.
Yeah, no, I had a rough start to the season, but I feel like halfway through the year, I got back on track and started fishing pretty good. Yeah, hope I can carry that into next year.
Yeah, I note that you did fish, you know, the opens that were up in your neck of the woods, the kind of the northern opens, if you will, to use the lack of a better term. They have that unique deal this year where you fish your season, but you can also fish the EQs, three fall tournaments, which carry with it, you know, qualification for the Bassmaster Classic in case you haven't made the Classic yet. They're also fishing for $75,000 first place, so it's not chump change either. Could you see yourself jumping into those EQs, whether you're qualified or not for the Classic? Could you see yourself jumping into those last three tournaments that'll be in the fall of the year?
Yeah, I'm absolutely doing all three of them for sure. Our season ends so early this year. As last few years, actually, we're done in August, so I really like fishing in the fall that time of year, so I'm doing all three of those regardless of how the season goes and where they're at. I just really enjoy fishing that time of year.
Yeah, that's good stuff, no doubt about it. All right, let's get into you had that year, that amazing year in 2021. Obviously, we have seen the history of guys that win the AOI and have a lot of pressure on them the following year, and sometimes they struggle a little bit. But talk about the way things have gone the last couple of years and, of course, the explosion of the forward-facing deal where it seemed like almost every tournament, that was the answer. You had to fish that way, which kind of left some guys like, you're only 40 years old. You just turned 40 years old, but you're an old soul. Right? You like the power fish and so on. So just talk about how that has impacted your finishes over the last couple of years, the way guys have been, you know, the style of fishing that we've seen.
Yeah, well, it's kind of changed the game a lot, really. The weights are way higher than they were before that. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy who likes to get on the bank, power fish, and grind. And, you know, you used to be able to do that, you know, fish around. And, you know, even if you weren't really on nothing, just fish hard all day and, you know, come across six or seven bites, put them in the boat, and still have a good day. And now it's like, I don't know, it seems like if you don't catch 20 pounds a day now, you're just bottom of the pack. So the game's definitely changed a bit. But I've been working on scoping quite a bit this off season and getting a lot more comfortable with it. It's definitely not going anywhere, I don't think. And just going to be a part of the game from here on out. But I will say this schedule that's coming up this year is a lot more shallow, power fishing friendly than the schedule we had last year. The schedule we had last year was pretty much a minnow shaking from start to finish.
Yeah, and that's interesting because, you know, some of the guys that you know, got a reputation of being really good with it, including Trey McKinney, who, you know, took the tour by storm, the young kid this past year, but he likes to fish shallow as well. We even saw Justin Hamner using his forward-facing sonar in some shallow water type scenarios. Have you found that at, you know, whether you're fishing docks or whether you're fishing, you know, in a cut off of the main river channel or something like that, have you found that there's any application to the forward-facing in even those scenarios? Are you able to look into a tree and see, oh, yeah, there's a few of them hanging around, you know, on that tree right off the bank? Does it have an application shallow?
Oh, absolutely. Between that and then the perspective stuff for bed fishing, it does. The only time it seems like it's really doesn't have an application is when the fish gets super, super shallow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, foot or two or less, or they're in really heavy cover, you know, if you're fishing, you know, grass mats with a frog or something like that. That's about the only time it isn't a player. But yeah, I mean, they could see fish if you're in 3+ feet of water. You can see fish pretty good on it, no doubt. Just when they get super shallow, like a Sabine River type situation or something like that, it's really going to be the only time it doesn't play in a tournament.
Seth Fider with us here, talking a little bit about the upcoming season and some of the changes that have happened. Did they, with what they did, you know, outside going to the one transducer only on your trolling motor, the inches, you know, limit on the units, did any of that make much of a difference in your mind other than knowing that, okay, I don't have to hang four of these things off of my boat because we're all playing on the evil and, you know, playing field. We're just going to have one on the front. But did it change anything in your mind as far as the use of it?
No, absolutely not. I don't think it'll change anything. I think all the tournaments are still going to go down exactly the same as they would have without it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the side ones on the back of the boat, in certain scenarios, guys could cover some more water, certain places, but I don't think it'll change anything.
The other big news, of course, was no entries and no entry fees. Which ostensibly, assuming that you keep all your sponsor money and have all your same sponsors in there, you know, you put $45,000 back in your pocket. But yeah, you know, you were a guy last year. You made a bunch of $10,000 checks, and so you made money on those tournaments minus your costs, obviously, to be there. It seems like the shift has gone away from, okay, you can make a living finishing in the top 50 to being now no entry fee, but you're fishing the top 10. I mean, if you don't finish in the top 10, you don't make your gas money, basically.
Yeah.
You know, what's your thought on it?
Yeah. Well, pretty much top 20, but I mean, when I got the first email, I was super jacked up. I told my wife as soon as it came in, I saw no entry fees. I was all excited. I just assumed in my head it would pay $5,000 to 50th instead of $10,000. And then when I saw the payout, then I got pretty disappointed with it. You know, we went from, you know, 50 guys making money a tournament now to 20 guys making money a tournament. And, you know, it really, in my eyes, it's only benefit. The only person it's helping is guys not cashing checks. You know, guys finishing in the bottom 50, that's the only person that's benefiting from the no entry fee, in my opinion. But luckily, I'm fortunate enough to be one of the guys that does have a good, you know, relationship with a lot of sponsors and can make a living off just sponsors alone. But, you know, there's a lot of those guys or younger guys that are coming up starting that really, you know, they need to win some money to keep it rolling. I think it's going to be pretty hard on them, you know, if they're not getting tons of endorsements and stuff like that. And then, you know, just like I said, there's only 20 guys that are going to profit money when they leave a tournament. To me, I don't know. It seems just almost like a slap in the face getting $500 for 40th place. I mean, I understand there's no entry fee, but we probably still average $2,000 in expenses to fish an Elite Series tournament. You know, you got to drive across the country, stay somewhere for a week, gas, food, tackle,
yeah,
all that into it. So, I mean, even 40th place is losing $1,500. And you know, I hear guys say like, oh yeah, you gotta, you know, it should only be the top, you gotta try to win every tournament or whatever, but finishing 40th in an Elite Series is no joke. I mean, that's, you're touching, you know, eight, depending on where you're at, 18 to 20 pounds a day, 3 days in a row, just to finish 40th.
Does it change the way you'll attack tournaments? I mean, do you go into them now like every tournament, almost like a classic, you know, where you go into the tournament swinging for the fences, like, screw it, I don't need to make a check. I need to make, you know, I need to be in the top 20.
Absolutely. It'll change the way I think it'll maybe make me have a better season, to be honest with you, just because, you know, a lot of places you go, you're not really on nothing and you're kind of scrapping and scrounging, and 50th place becomes your goal. I think it'll change the way I practice and the way I fish, because now you're pretty much shooting for top 10s every tournament, mm-hmm. or wins, you know, but you're going to have to stay in that, you know, top 10, 20% of the field to make any money doing this.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how it grows from here, almost like a baseline has been set, and whether or not there is some tweaking to be made. I you know, when I first saw it myself, I was like, well, what are they going to do? Where there's this $500,000 per tournament in entry fees, how's that going to get replaced? Well, it didn't get replaced, but, you know, maybe it will, you know, going forward, so we'll just have to see how that happens going forward. You excited about this schedule coming up?
I am. It's one of the better schedules I've ever seen. With the exception of starting on the St. John's, that's kind of getting a little redundant for me. But other than that, I like the schedule. We're going to some place in North Carolina I've never even heard of. I love that. I think we got three or four river systems on there. So
right.
Those tend to be, you know, shallow power fishing deals, which I like. Kind of sad we're not going to New York. That's one of my favorite places in the country to fish, but I'm sure we'll be back there next year. And I got one pretty close to my house in La Crosse, which is nice. So I only have to drive a couple, 2-3 hours to get to that one. And yeah, really looking forward to it. And I don't mind the St. John's River. It's just kind of a little redundant. It seems like we start there every year. But other than that, I absolutely love the schedule.
Seth Fleiter has been our guest. By the way, Seth, very involved with Omnia Fishing. You need to check that out. They've been one of our sponsors for the past year or so, and what a great place to go and check out. And look, when you got a guy like Seth involved in it, he's obviously going to make sure that they've got the right products at the right prices for you as well at Omnia Fishing. Seth, I appreciate you so much, man. Have a great whatever's left of the off season, and we'll see you out there on the road somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you. Seth Fleiter. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Brian Brasher will join us next. He's the new editor of Bassmaster Magazine. He'll be up next on Bassmaster Radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I told you in the open, this is kind of a big deal that has happened at Bass in the last month or so. As James Hall, longtime editor of Bassmaster Magazine and a guy that followed in the footsteps of Bob Cobb and Dave Precht, has handed off that role to Brian Brasher. Now, you guys know Brian Brasher. He's been around the company for 10 years or so, and he's been on the show a number of times. He's been editing Bass Times. Possibly the best thing about this whole thing is the editor of Bass went from being a Longhorn to being a Roll Tide. You know what I mean? So Brian Brasher joins us now on the VMC hook. Brian, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Thank you, man. And I'm good. I appreciate it. And hey, just so you know, James is just as much Roll Tide as he is Longhorn, whether he admits it or not.
Yeah, he doesn't admit it. You know, he really doesn't admit right. it. He wears those Texas colors pretty proudly, that's for sure. But this is pretty cool, and it's daunting as well. You know, I've been a lifetime member of Bass since 1981, so I go back quite a ways to when I was a teenager. And you know, Bob Cobb, Dave Precht, these are legendary names. James Hall took it to the next level as well, top 100 and all the different things that have changed over the last 20 years or so with the magazine. And now Brian Brasher. I mean, do you ever sit back and just look at that part of it and say, dang, that's a pretty good lineage?
Yeah, that's the part that scares me to death. I sit and talk with my wife about being the editor of Bassmaster, and that's exciting. Then you think you've got to step into these shoes. And, you know, I was fortunate enough where I worked with James my entire time at Bass. I worked with Dave for years. I consider him a friend, both of them. And then when I get around Bob Cobb, I feel like this little kid in awe of this superstar. So that's the part that makes me nervous. I don't want to do anything to tarnish the image of what they've accomplished. But it is such an honor to be on that list, such a short list, and have my name included. It's fantastic.
Let's not talk about that part of it for a moment. Just, you know, we're talking about 50 years, 50 more than almost 60 years, 50 some odd years of a magazine with four editors. I mean, you just don't see that in this industry, right?
Well, that I think that tells you what a great job it is. I mean, people, when the announcement was made, they wished James, they congratulated him on his retirement. And of course, he's not retiring. He's moving into another role with the company, doing a ton of stuff. And the reason they wished him that is because people usually retire from this job. They don't leave the role of being Bassmaster editor to go somewhere else. Once you're editor of Bassmaster, you sort of hibernate there. You live there forever because it is that good of a job. In my opinion, it has been the best outdoor publication for many, many years. Outdoor publications are becoming rarer and rarer, and that just highlights Bassmaster even more. So yeah, it's not surprising to me that there haven't been that many editors, because the job is so coveted, so fantastic, that once somebody gets it, they don't want to let go.
No, there's no doubt about it. It's not just outdoor publications. It's, you know, all publications have gone that way. And look, you know, so much information is available immediately to our fingertips now with the .com world. But I don't get any, you know, I'm in the sports business, and, you know, I don't get any sports magazines or anything like that. But man, when that Bassmaster magazine and that Bass Times hits the mailbox, I'm just so excited about it. And it's still nice. I just love having something in my hands where you can turn the pages. It's long form stuff that is a little bit different than what you would get, you know, in a dot com, and it still has a place for sure. It's been steered towards more how to technique type stuff, and then really the deep dive into the personalities. I love that part of it, and that's what you did a lot with Bass Times as well. And I think that seems to be the strength of a magazine nowadays is being able to go into not only techniques but also a deep dive on the personalities that make up, you know, professional fishing and the bass fishing world.
Yeah, I had a brilliant executive editor at one of the first newspapers I worked for named Mike Burbach, who said it's always important to let your readers meet somebody that you've met and they haven't. And that is the mission a lot of times with the kind of pieces that you're talking about. We have a great one coming up in the January, February issue of Bassmaster with Michael Iaconelli at the center of it. And I love those kinds of pieces. That's a lot of what I wrote when I was in the newspaper business. And the how-to stuff, you know, bass fishermen crave information. They crave how-to, but then they'll tell you anytime they read a how-to that they've been doing that for years. They already know all of that stuff. So sometimes you sort of get a little pushback on those. I think the heartfelt, the lifestyle pieces really draw attention. I think when you have three hardcore fishing stories and then you get to that lifestyle story there after that, it kind of cleanses your palate a little bit before you go back to the hardcore fishing stories. So I love those pieces, and I really appreciate you saying that you do as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been fishing a long time, and I still get stuff out of that, whether it's confirming some of the things I'm doing or whether it's some new techniques or new time of the year type stuff. And there's so much changing in the world of fishing. You know, electronics has changed stuff so much, and, you know, that's a whole new world. And, look, I'll be honest with you, I never threw no ball head jig minnow thing, you know, my boat's being, my new Phoenix is being rigged right now as we speak, and finally I will get the forward-facing sonar, and I've been consuming as much stuff as possible about that just to kind of figure out how I'm going to integrate that into what I like to do, which is power fish. You know, I'm a shallow water power fisherman, but I want to see how this can be used to, you know, in what I do. So, you know, I think that those types of things are important. And if you think that you know it all in this, you know, in this business, it's the 25, 30-year-old fishermen that think that they know it all. You get my age in your 60s, and all of a sudden you're learning more and more. You know, you got to acknowledge that.
What's bad is you think back to that tournament when you were 25 and you finished second.
Yeah.
And you realize that if you had known then what you just learned today, you'd have won by 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened to me all the time. And I'll tell you, just from editing the January, February issue of Bassmaster, I've learned things that I'm going to use this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the God's honest truth. I have picked up tips that I will put to good use this weekend. And that's what I want our readers, you know, whether it's gear grab, you know, it product spotlight, we put products in there sometimes that are $2,500. Well, if we do that, I want something in there for $6.99 as well, because I want everybody to be able to look at the magazine and get some use out of it immediately. You know, go to Bass Pro or Academy or wherever and buy that product today because you saw it in our magazine. And that's just sort of the way I think when I'm editing and putting together a magazine, either one of them.
Brian Brasher with us, the new editor of Bassmaster Magazine. He's been the editor of Bass Times for years. And, you know, it's funny. You go all the way back to the stories that Ray Scott used to tell about Bob Cobb, or that Bob Cobb would tell. And Bob got the job because he could spell. You know, I mean, that's how, you know, at that point in time, that was the bar. The bar was Ray had to hire somebody that could spell properly. And so he hired Bob. James talks about taking over from Dave Precht and really being kind of wet behind the ears when he took over. But you come in, you may be the most experienced guy, having edited for years, you know, with Bass Times and so on. You may be about the most experienced guy. This might be as seamless a transition as you could possibly have. And what's great is that James right down the hall, if you got any questions.
That's right. That's right. And I used to sort of kid Dave when I was writing. every now and then he would stop in the media trailer. I'd be writing a gamer for an Elite Series tournament, and he would stop and kind of peek over my shoulder, and I'd say, "Dave, you're making me nervous," and he'd go scurrying off down the hall, you know, like he wasn't looking. Now I invite James to come and look over my shoulder. James, people don't realize this about him, but he would go into, we have like a pre-close meeting a few weeks before we put a magazine issue together. And he would, that's when we plan everything out, illustrations we're going to use and all that. He would come into those meetings, and he's such a creative person that he'd come in with no notes, nothing written down. And by the time we were finished, we had a beautiful magazine to put together. He's just got that kind of mind. I'll be honest with you. I don't have that. I need a checklist. I need, we have an incredible staff editorially. I want their input. I always tell them, no idea is stupid. If we don't use it, hey, we may use it 10 issues down the road. So I encourage that kind of input. And from James, first and foremost, he's right across the hall, just like you said. And the most helpful, the most encouraging person you'll ever be around. Crazy as a loon, but heart of gold, absolutely.
We always had lively. I mean, we've done 10 or 12 years worth of every time Top 100 comes out. And I remember early on when it was just 100 and that was it. And I would say, James, let's break this thing up, man. I mean, why don't you guys do it like, four corners of the country? And because I don't care in Top 100, I don't necessarily care about what's going on in the upper Midwest or Northwest. I'm more, where does my lake stand amongst my lakes? And eventually it did go that way. And it has been a wonderful thing. The question is now, are you the one that has to direct that baby? Is James going to stay involved in that? I mean, Top 100 is one of the things that we all look forward to as much as anything as Bassmaster Magazine readers.
Oh, I'll direct it for sure. But it's just like, I use a lot of football references.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You have to let your assistant coaches coach. And we have some great writers who work on that piece really year round. They are making mental notes year round when they hear about a fishery that maybe they hadn't heard about before, when they hear about one that's performing better than it has in past years. They're putting that together right now as we speak. And all I'll have to do is bring it together.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't alienate your staff and push them out the door, that's what being an editor is. If you start trying to do the entire magazine or an entire piece like that by yourself, you're asking for it. So, so I'll oversee it, but I'm not going to make any big changes. I guarantee that.
Yeah, well, you know what we like to say in the SEC, that the fifth best lake in the SEC is better than any lake up north. So that's
all. You better believe it.
That's a whole other story. And I only joke, as a New Yorker, a former New Yorker, is born and raised up there. That's some of the great fishing, certainly anywhere in the country. That is for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is really exciting. It's going to be great to see, where we go from here. I was a huge fan of Destinations. I don't know if you remember Destinations. That was a thing that I thought that was great information. It was always neat to hear about, different areas of the country and different lakes to visit and put them on your bucket list and so on. But it's going to be great to see the direction that you take this magazine in. I know you're going to do a tremendous job because you've done a tremendous job over the years with Bass Times, and these two things work together so nicely. So, congratulations on it. We look forward to keeping keeping the conversation going, and you'll be the one I'll argue with next July when Top 100 comes out. I'll just get you on here and we'll beat you up a little bit.
Hey, that sounds good. I'm up for it. And hey, congratulations on your success too, man. I know things are going really well with the program, and we are lucky to have you, and you just reach out to me anytime.
All right, man, appreciate that as well. It's great to be a part of the Bassmaster family for sure. That's Brian Brasher. Tremendous stuff there, and he's going to do a great, great job. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather and water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tool allows you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Omnia Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items, and it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Well, we got some exciting news for you today. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio boat is being assembled over at the Phoenix plant as we speak. And this one is a brand new model for 2025. It's the 919 ZXL powered by a Mercury 225. And I am very excited to get into that bad boy. Using the same thought process as the 721, Phoenix took the front bow area and redesigned it to accommodate a fiberglass stacked option. The 919 ZXL includes all of the same same beloved standard features from the 919 Pro XP with the addition of the vinyl dual dash shroud as a standard feature. And that dual dash is going to be sporting two Garmin units, while two more Garmins are stacked on the front bow. Power pole blades will offer shallow water anchoring as well, and all of this will be beautifully wrapped by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.